I'm Pastor Keith Surface, and this is Simply Christ. God's amazing grace brought deliverance to my soul. Jesus took my sin away, and his blood has made me whole. A child of God is a spiritual creation, whereas a natural man is a soulish creation. The Apostle Paul confirms this, saying, "The first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam, which is Jesus Christ, was made a quickening spirit." He goes on to say, "As is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly." That's 1 Corinthians 15, verses 45 through 48. The soulish creation lives in the fleshly realm, or in Adam. The spiritual creation lives in the spiritual realm, or in Christ. Paul spoke of these two different realms when he wrote, "For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive." That's 1 Corinthians 15, 22. The term "in the flesh" refers to the fleshly realm of Adam. On the other hand, the term "in the spirit" refers to the spiritual realm of Christ. Those who are born of God live in the spirit. Those who are not born of God live in the flesh. No one lives in both realms. Paul tells the redeemed, "But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you." That's Romans 8 and verse 9. Only those who are in the Spirit can walk in the Spirit, as Paul says in Galatians 5:16. In fact, it is impossible for those who are still in the flesh to walk in the Spirit. They may be sincere and do many religious works, but they cannot walk in the Spirit if they are not born of the Spirit of God. This is why Paul says, "So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God." That's Romans 8, verse 8. As the life of a fish is found in the ocean, so a child of God thrives as they walk in Christ. They are heavenly creations, and in that heavenly realm, they find everything they need for a joyous and victorious walk. As they walk in Christ, they have no struggle with sin because the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made them free from the law of sin and death. That's Romans 8, verse 2. There is, however, one thing that can bring them crashing down into the struggles of religious darkness. Paul warned of this when he said, "If you live after the flesh, you shall die." That's Romans 8, verse 13. To live after the flesh is to walk as those who live in the fleshly realm walk. Paul rebuked the Corinthian church for this, saying, "For you are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are you not carnal and walk as men?" 1 Corinthians 3, verse 3. Carnal men cannot walk with God, but it is possible for a child of God to walk like carnal men walk. Such a walk always leads to destruction. A walk after the flesh can be worldly, but it can also be religious. Paul repeatedly warned the church about becoming subject to the rudiments or elements of the world. This speaks of the way things are done in the realm of flesh. Paul described these elements of the world as being weak and beggarly. That's Galatians 4, verse 9. He was referring to religious observances, rituals, commandments, and traditions which can never cleanse your heart from sin or give you the life of Christ. This is why such things are weak and beggarly elements. Paul identifies some of these weak and beggarly elements as the religious observance of days and months and times and years. He says that in Galatians 4, verse 10. It is astounding how many Christians are trusting in the keeping of a feast day or holy day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath days. Paul says that in Colossians 2:16, thinking it will add spiritual value to their walk with God. There is nothing wrong with observing a feast day or Sabbath. Neither is it wrong not to observe it. Trusting in such things, however, is what carnal men do. The Apostle Paul also identifies religious ordinances as being a rudiment of this world. He asks the Colossians, "Wherefore, if you be dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world, why, as though living in the world, are you subject to ordinances, touch not, taste not, handle not, which are all to perish with the using, after the commandments and doctrines of men?" That's Colossians 2, verses 20 through 22. If you are born of God's Spirit, why do you come under the dominion of religious ordinances, rituals, and commandments? All these things are flesh, and as Jesus told us, the flesh profits nothing. He said that John 6, verse 63. None of these things can add to the work Christ has already done in you. In his epistle to the Philippians, Paul identifies the religious flesh he once trusted in under Moses' law. His religious induction ceremony was flesh. His natural lineage was flesh. His religious affiliation was flesh. His religious zeal was flesh. And his commandment keeping was flesh. He says that in Philippians 3, verses 4 through 6. When he realized how impotent these things really are, he gave it all up to win Christ and be found in him. He reminds us that the true people of God are those which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. He says that in Philippians 3, verse 3. I'm Pastor Keith Surface, and this has been Simply Christ. Though 10,000 angels sing, with every voice listening,